Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We're going to do something interesting tonight. There's a lot of people that have been asking over and over for call-ins, and they want to do call-ins, and they also want me to give them an update on what's happening on the planet. And I can do that in two words: total chaos is happening on the planet. But if you look at it from a higher level, you'll see that there isn't chaos. There's actually a plan unfolding, and a very brilliant one, I might add. And it has to do with a lot of higher consciousness and energy coming into play, and a lot of the low-level stuff coming up, you know. But we've got next weekend, we have a summer solstice weekend sky watch, and then it's our big event, the ESETI 2017 conference, which this year starts June 30th. We have a lot of UFO activity taking place at the ranch right now. You can check out the footage of the 5-plus craft at one time from last weekend. And with contact intention setting, we'll be doing during the conference, we anticipate even more. They always come in nice and low, power up, and really, you know, put on a show for us. And we've got a fantastic lineup for this year. We've got Ken Roja. We've got Jimmy Church, you know, with Fade to Black and Coast to Coast. We've got Erica Lukes. We've got Jason Quitt, Jordan Sather, Costa McCris, Hollis Park, Barry Littleton, and myself, and more. We keep adding more and more people as we go. So we have some new people coming in. It's kind of interesting. There's a lot of changes happening, and some people have had to kind of back out. But we have a lot of upcoming young stars coming in to take their place. So it's all perfect. We're just going with the flow. And again, if you go to the ESETI Stargate and just scroll down, you'll see Skywatch, And the latest footage that was posted on there, you'll see a lot of ships that we posted on the site. What's interesting is we had we're going to be adding Lorcan O'Toole, Peter O'Toole's son, as well to the list. He was here, and we're actually out in the field together. And I asked him. I said, "Okay, if we're supposed to be working together, you guys give us a sign." And seven ships came in and flew right over us, and we got it all on film. So. Anyway, you can hear his voice in the background talking as we film this. But pretty amazing things happening. I've noticed that people are just coming out of the woodwork. People I haven't seen for a long time are showing up here at the ranch. And all these connections are coming up. And they're really good connections to help ESETI go forward. So that's a really good sign that everything's unfolding. And it's almost so fast, I can't keep up with it. I'm going to have to clone myself just to keep up with what's going on here. But you know, it's a really good sign. The other things I wanted to talk about, there's a few things that I wanted to cover before I go into calls. And if you want to get a pen out, I'll give you the call-in number so you can make those calls if you desire, to talk about what's happening in your life and in your neck of the woods. And I wanted to talk to you about a few things. So I wanted to talk a little bit about contact in the desert. It was pretty amazing. We had some amazing experiences there. They had me really work, and I did, you know, workshops, intensives, a couple of panels, Skywatch, you know, an intention experiment, on and on and on. I was busy just doing one thing after another, and then the main lecture in the main hall. And I think that's available now, I'm pretty sure. But we haven't been able to get a copy of it, but probably will pretty soon. But during the lecture in the main hall, there was about 19 ships that were counted that were flying at the amphitheater when I gave my lecture there. So a lot of people were blown away. They're looking behind the amphitheater there, and behind the amphitheater, ships were zinging all over the place, which was interesting. What was more interesting is that we had some people, and there's a lot of witnesses, and there's people from MUFON there, and Steve Murillo was there, and they documented over 85 ships that appeared during our intention experiment to set the intention and bring the ships in. So again, it was another really busy night. A lot of ships came in. Now, what I found out really interesting is they were out during Stephen Greer's presentation and his Skywatch, and the count was zero. So here you have some totally independent people doing this. And they said, well, they were trying to say a plane in the distance that was strobing was a ship, but obviously it was strobing and it had, you know, red and green running lights on it. So I guess the CSETI protocols, you're supposed to call it an anomalous point of light and not supposed to jump to conclusions. But when I see something with a strobe on it and red and green running lights, you know, odds are if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck, you know. But and you know, you can't really call that a UFO. That's you know, kind of stretching things quite a bit. But anyway, it did. There was a lot of competition going on there and other things. And what's sad, because this isn't a competition. You know, it's all about empowering people to remember their past, remember their Star Nation connections, and empowering them to make their own personal connection with Source. And that's been our goal here. And unfortunately, Mr. Greer decided to take quite a few pot shots at us, and, you know, and very demeaning pot shots, which really established his character, not ours, and also his ignorance. So in response, we sent out a chart to Mr. Greer to help him understand that, you know, there are unseen negative influences, and we can't ignore the fact that this has been going on since man, you know, on the earth. And it's very well documented in the Nag Hammadi. It's well documented. All the yogis talk about it. The Tibetan lamas talk about them. They have different names for them. The archons, they have depictions of grays and reptilian beings, and kind of demonic type beings with claws and green colored, you know. All these depictions are experiences of these beings, and they're warning signs. Don't go there. You know, you might get some powers, and you might get some abilities, and you might get some fame out of it, and some finances and money, but don't go there. You know, all the masters throughout time immemorial has been saying, you know, don't take that road, don't take that highway, you know. So I think it's amazing that Mr. Greer seems to have the inside knowledge that there are no negative influences, there are no negative ETs, and he goes on, and then he publicly states that we need to stop being spiritual snobs and open ourselves to anything that comes along and allow them in our bodies. And to me, that's where I kind of dropped, you know, I said, okay, that's the last straw. You know, it's like, you know, that's the most incredibly irresponsible thing I've ever heard. And there's only two reasons for that. One reason is, A, you're working with the beings that aren't so positive, that are negative, or B, you're in total ignorance. And you're a fraud, and you're not who you say you are. So, you know, to do pujas and do all these other things, you know, you can't really, you know, you have to create sacred space, which means you have to clear out the unseen negative influences if you're going to do any kind of puja work or meditation work. Now, all the masters know this. They know how to clear those energies. There are some masters that actually work with it. They aren't really masters. They're frauds, but they're major manipulators, and they do work with these negative beings, and they do psychically bond their students and their people, which their life goes to hell, you know, right after this connection. And that brings up another story, as we are getting flooded with emails and phone calls saying people's lives just turned to crap, basically, after getting involved, you know, with the Greer program. So anyway, there's something definitely wrong with that picture. It's time somebody actually spoke out, and just do the research. You know, do the research, find out when you say you're arm in arm with the Rockefellers and the Clintons. That would be an embarrassing statement for me to say that I even met with them. You know, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with them. And the other thing is, you know, when you get offers, you know, to join their club and things like that, and then you take up those offers, then, you know, that's a pretty good indicator. But people in the know, people that I know on the inside, the white hats, all know who Mr. Greer is and what he's up to. So anyway, also too, I want to tell you, when you really keep pushing this false invasion thing, and you're really going to get people all whipped up into a frenzy, guess what happens when the good ET comes? You're going to automatically think they're the negative ETs, that they're the false invasion. And so they're creating fear and separation. And I was trying to figure out what the end game was here. What is the end game? And again, it's control through fear and through manipulation and preying on people's ignorance. You know, that the people that do fall into this category are the people that are ignorant, that have no idea, you know, what's really happening out there, and they don't have any tools for discernment. So anyway, I'm just saying, you know, do your research, you know, look at who people associate with, look how they treat people off the podium, look how they treat the help, you know, at the conferences. And just watch how they behave off, you know, out of the limelight, basically, and follow the money. and also do research about where that money went, you know, money for movies, money for this, donations, everything. Just follow it, find out where it went, and talk to their staff and find out why their staff quit, you know, why all of them quit, very disgruntled, and why they can't talk about it, because they all signed non-disclosure projects, and they had teeth in them. So they can't even talk about what they saw and what happened and why they were disgusted and why they quit. So anyway, I'm really hoping some of them just say, screw this, you know, and just like the Disclosure Project, some of the other people say, we're not going to do the same thing and honor these contracts and start speaking out, because it needs to be done, you know, because there's an extreme disservice to the UFO community happening right now. And again, so anyway, you can twist it around and say, oh, James is teaching fear porn and there are no negative ETs and he's not a very evolved soul, because he does address both sides of the coin and gives you the whole picture, you know, the whole enchilada, you know, and you can play that game and bury your head in the sand, or you become a master and get your own self-mastery and self-authority together and learn tools and techniques to heal unseen negative influence and thus not be controlled or manipulated by them. So again, you know, if when you run a militaristic operation, it's all about one person, you're leaking all your powers going out to that one person, and you're not being empowered as an individual. And that's the kind of energy that's tied into the darker forces. So, you know, am I accusing anybody of anything? No, I'm just stating facts. Just watch how people behave. And if they fit that category, then great. If they don't, there's an old saying, if it's not your coat, don't wear it. But anyway, I've just seen a lot of these things coming up in the surface, and, you know, it's downright, it's become a carnival. And, you know, I had a lot of people come up to me, and that's exactly what they said. They said, what's going on here? This has become a carnival. You know, where is the real research being done? Where's the impeccable integrity? You know, where are the enlightened ones that are covering the whole enchilada, you know, not just the nuts and bolts and the secret space fleet, but the higher dimensional stuff? Where are they, you know? And what's sad is a good majority have been compromised. There are people out there that, you know, are still working on the good side, you know, and there's some people in air, you know, kind of with their foot in both camps. They haven't figured it out yet, you know, but there's some people that are blatantly have sold out. They're planned opposition, and they're in a position to control the narrative, and they've been totally compromised. And, you know, and there's certain things in their behavior patterns that allow them to be compromised, and that's many the case in many situations here, unfortunately, ufology, but spirituality as well. So anyway, whenever you hear people talk about population control is a good thing and transhumanism is a good thing, and, you know, and they go on, and they consider themselves the Messiah, and they aren't empowering you as an individual to have your own contact, to develop yourself spiritually. You know, the bottom line is, when you make your own personal connection with Source, you find out you're a multidimensional being, you're a spirit that has a body and a personality, and that spirit is multidimensional. And when you hook into that side of yourself, you're going to have contact, and you're going to contact all these higher dimensional beings. And that's how the process works. It doesn't work by giving all your power away to some other individual and have them tell you what's going on. It's an individual process. It's an internal process, and it's not an external event. And the external event is a huge distraction. So enough said on that. You know, I've bit my tongue for quite a few years now, and I haven't said anything. And but it's come to a melting point and a boiling point now. And being that we're being dissed by the CSETI group, you know, I thought it was time to just come out and say, you know, use discernment, extreme discernment in this arena. And you know all these things. You know, even the movie Sirius. You know, find out what the real genetic report was, you know, about the baby and things like that, that they found, the fetus that they found, and what it was all about. You know, there's an old joke in South America is that you get a human fetus and you apply the same principles as they do for the shrunken heads to it. You shrink it down and then you sell it as an alien. And that's been going on for a long time over in South America. And people pay thousands of dollars for these shrunken fetuses. And the thing is that that's going to feed a whole village, basically. So why wouldn't they resort to that? I mean, that they've never seen that kind of money before, you know, so why not? I mean, of course they're going to pull stunts like that, you know, and then people will just try to capitalize that and just pull another fraud and another fraud and another, and it just gets really ugly. But unfortunately, that's what's been going on. Now, as far as what's happening in the multidimensional aspect of these things and the dark side, the white hats are really coming forward right now. It may look like they're holding back, but that isn't what's happening. They're not holding back. They're letting the dark hearts hang themselves. And if you want to watch, if you've been watching this Russian narrative where that totally folded in on the Democrats and the other people, and now they've got nothing left. They have not, they've been lying about this for so long, making all these accusations, and now the whole rug got pulled out of that. So now where are they going to go? They've lost all credibility whatsoever, and what are they going to bring up next? You know, what kind of slander and mud are they going to sling next? But all they're doing is establishing their own arrogance, their own ignorance, and, you know, it's they look so bad now, they're just nothing's believable, and nothing's believable coming out of CNN anymore, or the New Yorker, or the Washington Post, all that stuff. It's just not believable anymore. And I know their numbers are falling like crazy. They're being propped up by the other forces because their numbers are down. You know, when somebody's, you know, in the toilet, you know, and they're doing the work of the cabal or the whatever you want to call it. And, you know, who's paying for this? You know, if nobody else is buying the newspapers, why are they still up? Why are they still up and running? I've seen some radio stations that are something. I mean, they're millions and millions of dollars in the hole right now, but they're still operating because they're doing the work of the cabal. You know, they're mouthpieces for the cabal. And so you got to be really wise. And the reason being is that whenever there's a psyop, there's a multiple psyop. So they're showing you one thing, and they're controlling the narrative. And then they're going to have their planned opposition stand up and go, that government, they did this, they did that. You know, they need to tell us what's the truth. They need to, you know, why do you expect a government that's lied to you over 60 years, all of a sudden you think they're going to tell you the truth and not twist it, you know, and in their camp and the way they want you to believe it? So that's where that's going to go. So why do we need the government to tell us what we already know? I mean, they did a poll in Texas. 99% of the people believe UFOs exist and there's a government cover-up. So it's over. The cover-up's over. But why are we still demanding that the government tell us, you know, it come clean and tell us what's going on? It doesn't matter anymore. We all know what's going on. And stop giving your power away. And that's the whole thing. They have this whole game going on. And, you know, the planned opposition raising their fist and screaming at the government and this and that, and they got all these bodyguards to make it look like somebody's trying to kill them, which nobody really is, other than the people they've ripped off probably. And it's just a big show. The whole thing is a freaking carnival right now, and it's very sad. You know, it's sad that things are going there, and it's sad that I even need to talk about this. You know, I would rather not even talk about it and not go there. And the only reason I am talking about it is because the multitude of people that came to me that were so messed up, and they had hitchhikers and they had entities on them, and their life went to hell, and they had night terrors and everything else going on connected with certain organizations, and they kept coming up to ask me for help. Well, you know, that puts a huge workload on me, and if we can stop this and nip it on the bud, then, you know, my workload is going to totally clear up, you know. So anyway, that's the main reason I'm bringing it out, is not because it's a competition, not because I want to see anybody, you know, see harm come to anybody, but I think it's time that people wake up and look at what they're putting their energies towards, look what they're connecting to, and to wise up too, because you can't go against thousands and thousands of years of knowledge, of wisdom by yogis and lamas and, you know, Egyptian masters and all these people that know about these things, and all of a sudden make statements, you know, irresponsible statements like there are no negative influences, and open wide and let anything come into your body. I mean, you know, they've made movies about that. So, you know, they're called The Exorcist and things like that. So it's a good idea not to go there. So here's a good thing to go by. We have a saying here at ESETI, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET does not mean you're benevolent. And so we need to maintain our self-authority. We need to learn to heal unseen negative influences. We need to respect the fact that there are unseen negative influences. And again, we need to shy away from people that are teaching you half-truths, that aren't going to really empower you and give you the whole truth. And when you have the whole truth, then you can set boundaries, then you can defend yourself, and you can clear these energies out. And what's the best way to clear out the negative influences? By hooking up with the benevolent influences, because they're much more powerful, and they've got the real power, and they've got the real technology, and they're far beyond the other ones, far superior. So that's what you want to work with. Same thing in the military, you know, in the interest of national security, you know, we need to start working with the benevolent ones and make agreements with them and start working with them, because they're the ones that really have the high technology. They're the ones that operate under universal law, and they're the ones that are going to help us restore the earth and protect the earth and clean up the planet. Now, these other bozos that they've aligned themselves with are doing exactly the opposite. Thus, you've got the chemtrails, and you have all these other things going on, crazy stuff, you know. And, you know, billions and billions of dollars are being siphoned off that could be going to humanitarian funds and, you know, rebuilding infrastructures and things like that to these other groups. And believe me, they do not have your highest and best good, you know, in mind. And in fact, they are working for another group that has another agenda, and that would be to see a good portion of us dead. You know, go to the Georgia Guidestones, you know, Google it if you want to see that. Go to the Georgia Guidestones and look, that's the game. And that's the game of the Archons or the Draconians, you know, that's their game. And they want the earth to become a nice desert, and they want to depopulate it, you know, down to, I think, what was it, 500? I think it was 500 million or something like that, you know, which means 80% of us are going to go. But basically, you know, that's their agenda, and it's being played out. You know, the aluminum, the barium, the strontium, all the other agents in the chemtrails, you know, they're destroying the forests. I mean, right, just on the property here, we just cut down about probably, I'd say we've got six or we probably have five or six more trees too. I mean, big trees. These trees are hundreds of years old that died, and they've been doing great until they started spraying the hell of us with these chemtrails with aluminum, which blocks the intake, I mean, the uptake of nutrients and plants. And the barium, you know, barium salts sterilize the ground. They also create muscle and joint pain, flu-like symptoms and everything else. So if you're having these symptoms, you can thank, you know, the dark side of the deep state, you might say. It's connected to that, you know. But anyway, there's a big war going on. It's a trans-dimensional war. The dark hearts are being cleared up. The gray, the negative grays, the tall grays are being cleaned up. The reptilians that are negative are being cleaned up. The serpent beings are being cleaned up. A lot of these beings that are not in our highest and best good, the whole Archon network, you know, the Draconian grid is coming down, being cleaned up, and their puppets are floundering right now, because the people that did, you know, child sacrifice and Satan worshiping and all the other crap going on that were hooked up to these energies are now floundering. They've lost their connection. There's nothing to connect to, because it's all being cleaned up. So they're all being exposed, which includes this massive pedophile network. It's all part of that. So that's all being cleaned up right now. It's all being exposed. And you're going to see that come down really hot and heavy here real soon. That's all going to be coming down. So anyway, the powers that be, the real powers that were, the old powers that were are coming down. The real powers that be, the higher dimensional beings and the star nations and all these people are stepping in now, and they're going to put an end to this program. So the Earth is in the process of being reset, and the original intent of Earth, the Earth was terraformed, and, you know, they came in with Atlantis and Lemuria or Mu, and they thrived. They did really well till some malevolent forces came in and started taking over and influencing, and then they had a big separation, and the ones that worship technology and power over others using technology, rose to the top, and then they had a huge cataclysmic war, and then bam, you know, end of story. So same program. We got the same thing going on. You've got the deep state, and you've got the people using technology to spy on, to control and dominate and manipulate. And then you got the white hats out there saying enough's enough. This is a republic. You know, this is illegal what you're doing, and it needs to stop. And that's, we're doing the same thing as Atlantis and Lemuria, the same program. But this time the Lemurians are going to win out, basically, because they're backed by the higher dimensional beings. And this other stuff's going to be exposed. It's not, the best way I can explain this is they're not frequency specific to the Earth and the Earth's evolutionary process. The Earth, she's ascending. She's going to the next level. We have to let go of the tyranny, the greed, the separation game, the fears, the wounds, the traumas. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a tyrant or a victim. We have to heal and let go of that and get off this triangle, you know, the victim, savior, persecutor triangle going on. Get off the wheel, clean ourselves up, and just let that old program die, you know, because it's imploding. And don't participate in it anymore. And that's something we all need to do. And then it's going to fold in on itself. But we're in the middle of that process right now. I'm going to take callers in just a minute, but and I'm going to give out the number too. The number is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, and we'll bring on callers in just a minute. But I had some, it's really interesting, Wallace Black Elk keeps popping up over and over with all my friends, and he seemed to lay down this network before he died. And I consider him a friend. And he shared a prophecy with me. And I asked him if I could share it. And he said, yes, by all means, do. And it keeps coming up over and over. And he keeps coming up, which is interesting. So I know he's working hard on the other side. And I wanted to share this prophecy. And what he told me, he said, there is a beast. And the beast is 2,000 miles wide. And he said, that represents the reign of the beast. And the beast is just all-consuming. It wants to dominate and control everyone. And he said that just when you think there's no hope left, the beast actually implodes and consumes itself. And he said, and then we have the 1,000 years of peace, and we reunite with the star nations, you know, and we're doing that right. We're in that the beast is imploding right now. It's folding in on itself. It can't, it's out consumed its ability to continue. It's done. And it's just, and it's not frequency specific to the Earth's evolution and where she's going. And so the beast is folding in on itself. There's going to be some chaos. You're going to see people who aligned with the beast are going to go down. They're going to go down kicking and screaming. They're going to try everything they can to keep their beast alive and keep the Archon network and the draconian grid alive. But they're going to go down. That's their future. And when this is all finished, you know, we are going to have the 1,000 years of peace, and we are going to reunite with the star nations. And that's what's in the books. But right now, there's going to be chaos because the beast is kicking and screaming, and those who align with the beast are doing all they can to stay on top and stay in power. But their days are numbered, and they're dropping like flies right now. So anyway, that's the process we're in. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and bring in some callers. It looks like we've got Tina on line one. Tina, are you with us? Hello, Tina.
Are you there?
I'm here. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me? Okay, namaste.
Namaste.
What are you hearing about the RV? Any updates on that?
You know what? I've been so busy here at the ranch because I'm doing a major remodel and cleaning up the ranch and getting ready for the conference that I've kind of been negligent on calling some of the key people that I do know that are the top people. I did get a call from China. I won't say from who, but it's about as high as you can go. And I also got a call from the signatory on the gold and everything. And it looks like everything's in place and ready to go. You know, there's a few little details to be worked out. And a lot of it's just logistics now. And I think it's all going to – it looks like probably this July 4th weekend. It could happen earlier. It could happen earlier. It just depends on if they get, you know, everything – orchestrated, you know, together. But it's really looking good for the July 4th weekend. And all the other times I was saying, no, everybody go, oh, you know, it's Tuesday, you know, it's going to happen Tuesday. And And I kept getting no, but I'm really, there's a really good chance that it's all going to break loose this 4th of July weekend. But a lot of it depends on some other things that are going to happen that, that have to do with this deep state and some of the other guys that are going to basically implode. And so the moles that have been stopping it, that have been coming forward and pulling all kinds of shenanigans and actually even murdering people are being, you know, exposed, and they're basically on the run right now. So it's just a matter of getting rid of the last moles that are stopping this and the white hat stepping forward, which they are. And so I think it is might happen this 4th of July weekend.
Okay. And then one other thing I wanted to say, you know, I'm from your area, out here in Texas at the moment, but I took one of your self-mastery workshops. And in that workshop, you taught everyone how to heal unseen negative influences. And I got to tell you, I use that all the time. It is the most powerful clearing I have ever come across, that, and it actually works. I do it, you know, sometimes 2 times a day, and I try and teach everybody that I meet how to do it. Because, like I said, it's the only thing I've ever done that actually works. And I remember once you sent it on an email to everybody on you know, the technique or how to do it. And maybe you could send that out again.
Yeah.
You were talking about Mr. Greer and his shenanigans.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a very powerful clearing technique, and I love it because, like I said, I use it all the time.
Yeah, thank you. It is on our website. You know, you can, I think there's a link on there. I'm not sure exactly where it is. I'll have to go back and look at it, but for healing unseen negative influences. And if people ask, we can shoot it out to you. And it's also in the books. I put it in all the books to make sure people had access to that, because I felt it was the most important thing I've ever learned. And it saved my bacon so many times, knowing I could stand on my own self-authority. And I was very challenged when I first learned this. You know, see, I kept going up I wouldn't call it the ladder, but almost descending into the darker and darker and darker entities, being challenged because I knew how to take care of it and how to deal with it. And boy, I had everything from you know, discard humans that were really messed up, to shapeshifters, you know, to demonic type beings, to negative grays, to reptilian beings. Everything, you know, has I've had to deal with, and each time I just got stronger, and I brought higher dimensional beings in, you know, on the benevolent side to help out. And so the more we go up that ladder, the more access we have to the benevolent ones, it seems like we're going to be tested. You know, in India they have an old saying, the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. So the closer you get to making your own personal God connection, the more they're going to resist. And so a lot of times, if you're getting flack, you know, you're over the target, you know, it's not a bad thing. It means that they're afraid of you, and they're afraid of you stepping into your power and remembering who you are.
Exactly.
And so they're going to do all they can to stop that.
Right. And not just, you know, using it to clear your own personal space, but I use it when I go into areas, stores, when I feel like there's some not so great energy in there, I will use that same technique to clear stores and land and areas that I come across that aren't, you know, the greatest. So it works for pretty much any occasion.
It really does.
I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling and bringing that up, because it is, that's very important information, and people really need to learn how to heal unseen negative influences. And you know, we're doing it constantly here. We're doing it 4 or 5 times a day now, and we're being tested to our max to keeping the vortex clear here. But we're in that process, and it'll lighten up here pretty soon, but it's just a major challenge right now.
Right. All right, James. Well, namaste, and keep up the good work, and hopefully we can visit the ranch again this summer.
Great.
But until then, take care, my friend.
All right. And keep sharing that information. That's a really important thing right now.
Absolutely. All right. Have a good night, James.
All right. We've got Rick on line 2. Rick, are you with us?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I've been enjoying this for a long time, and I have some questions more about the upcoming the conference happening at the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any camping gear. Do I need to have camping gear to come up there and get in one of those tents?
Basically, you know, we can arrange things. A lot of times people will actually go to Walmart and just buy a tent. They're pretty cheap, you know, and get okay. a tent or something like that. And, you know, sometimes we have it delivered, or we can go down and pick it up and have it on site, you know, for you when you get here. But there's a lot of different things. If you call the office, I'm sure they can arrange something.
Okay, that'd be perfect. And also, I'm interested in getting some night vision goggles for when I'm not in your area, you know, to be able to look up in my own sky around Tallahassee and to see, you know, what's available here or what's happening, might be happening here.
Yeah, we're going to have an expert with night vision at the conference, and he's going to have a whole bunch of different kinds, I guess, for people to experience and share, and he actually sells them as well. So we have that covered at the conference.
Okay, perfect. And then the only other question I really have is, what is the name of the tune you use in the beginning at the end of your program? I cannot seem to find it anywhere.
Oh, it's Indian in the Machine.
Indian in the Machine.
Yeah, it's great. I love that. I've started to change it a couple times, and I just couldn't do it. I go, that's just the signature, you know, opening. I've always loved it.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I mean, because like I said, every time I hear it, I'm just going, wow, I would like to hear the rest of it.
Yeah, he has a German name. I'm trying to think of his name. I'm brain farting right now, but I think it's on the website. It's probably on their show. It probably tells you how to access it or how to get it. But
okay, yeah, I've looked at Indian in the Machine is good enough. That gives me a place to start.
Yeah, it'll come up. And send, if you can't find it, you know, send us an email and we'll see. We'll get it.
All right. Well, thank you, James. I appreciate you and everything and all your guests and all your programs. And I just, like, you blow me away. And that's what, you know, I mean, I saw a UFO when I was about 14 years old in Michigan. But I didn't recognize it as such because, you know, when back then, it was like in the early 60s. And it was... It was more like a blimp. I thought it was a blimp, and it was hovering over the railroad tracks behind my house. And I couldn't. I said, "What the heck is that?" You know, I thought it was just like I said, like a blimp. But I turned around and I looked, and you know, it wasn't making any noise. It was parked in the middle of the air, and it was, you know. And I just thought, "What the heck is?" You know, I was looking for wires, guy wires, or something. Maybe it was like, you know, an advertising thing, but there was no Goodyear or anything written on the side of it. And, and I turned around to get that, and it was gone. And it was like there was clear space because it was a the high school. It was in front of the high school across the railroad tracks and by their track at football. So it was nothing. There was no trees blocking my view, and it was just gone. And it wasn't until probably 5 years ago after doing some meditation that it hit me. That was a UFO. And I got more excited then than I did in the early 60s, you know, because I did in the early 60s flying saucers, and it wasn't a saucer. It was more like a small blimp, like a sport model blimp.
Yeah.
But,
they do have a lot of those.
It was interesting. I said I got more excited in the 5 years ago than I did when I actually saw it, because I realized, oh my God, that was a UFO, and I got to see one, and I was so grateful that I was allowed to see one. So,
and a lot of times when you realize it's a UFO, it opens up like an energy, kind of like an energy exchange that happens. So that might be, I'm sure they're, you know, usually if they show themselves to you, there's some kind of a connection. And, you know, every once in a while you get lucky and just see one, but if they do something like that, it usually means that you have some kind of connection to them.
Well, I'm happy. That's how I felt too. You know, I was just like, I was ecstatic when I got that. I go, oh my God, that's so cool. All right, well, cool. I'm going to let someone else talk, and I appreciate you again, and I'm going to continue listening, and I hope to see you in the end of the.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you too, James.
All right. Take care. Yeah, these. I wanted to talk a little bit about that too, about the UFO ufology in a way. We have to realize that this isn't a competition, and there are times, you know, we're gonna have to do some deep soul searching and be brutally honest with ourselves and see, you know, if what we're doing is in the highest and best good of humanity, the Earth, is it self-serving or is it in service to others? And we need to use, you know, universal law and apply that in everything we do and stay on track with that. And it's very easy when you step out of universal law, it's very obvious, you know. And, you know, we talk about that. And there's a lot of people who have a good game. They'll talk about love, you know, and they'll talk about compassion and everything else. And then they step off the podium and they totally rip on all their help and everybody else, you know. So it's like, again, it doesn't matter what they say, you know, don't get hypnotized by that. It's you got to see behind the veil. You got to look behind the curtain and see what's really going on. And, you know, I see people get mesmerized by this stuff and then they just lose all discernment, and you can't give that up. You know, even with me, I tell people, you know, go within. If this feels right to you, then own it. If it doesn't feel right, question it. Put it on the shelf and see, let it reveal itself to you, and it will, you know. So I've seen over time, things will manifest two or three times until you get it. If you put it on the shelf and say, okay, I'm going to deal with this later. I'm not sure if I agree with this. And just set it on the shelf and just let the lessons come. You know, I call them runners. You know, the runners will come and you'll have your lessons and you'll get whatever you need to get out of that experience. And it's important to do so. It looks like we've got Sue from Washington on line one. Sue, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi. Oh, here we go. I heard about your conference on the 30th. Uh-huh. I actually would like to attend. However, about a month ago, I adopted a Yorkie poodle doodle dog, like a Yorkie poo dog. And I know on your... at your conference, you don't allow pets. So my question is, because I can't put them in a kennel, do you have any programs in the future where you can bring pets and it's like a pet and the human sort of connection, like a mastery workshop with your pets to see if you can help get rid of entities in pets?
Yeah, that's a good one. We haven't put that on the schedule yet, but we have had people that, you know, do animal speak and work with pets, and we haven't done that here, mainly because we have livestock here on the ranch. We have like goats and sheep, and we have chickens, you know, free range chickens walking around, and a lot of people bring their pets, and next thing you know, they got, you know, a face full of feathers, and we have to deal with it. And
then
the dogs we do have here are a little territorial sometimes, and it's kind of sad because I have a dog. He's a real special dog. He's actually 22 years old. I love dogs.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
He's a healer corgi mix. But, you know, the other dogs have come here. You know, people bring some pretty big dogs and they said, oh, they're friendly. You know, they're friendly. Next thing you know, I've got a vet bill, you know, and they're attacking.
The dog, when he's with me, he's fine, but with people, he either attacks, he just barks at dogs or humans. And so I went to an animal communicator to find out what's going on. Apparently, my cat that has passed away sent this dog to me. So I'm like, holy crap. But I know you are probably like a shaman animal communicator also. I'm just wondering, that's why I was wondering, do you guys do workshops where people can work with their pets and see what's going on or help reset my little buddy?
Yeah, we have. Actually, my dog used to do that. He would heal other dogs, and we used to watch that happen quite a bit. But haven't done anything specifically for that. You know, there's a...
Do you have private sessions or anything like that?
There's a diva, like a main diva over the dog kingdom, and it's called Dio. I think it's D-E-O. And you can call on Dio and do a meditation with your dog and call on Dio and ask him to just clear any connections, any energies, you know, any traumas and things like that. And I do it with my dog, and that's why he's still running around at 22 years old. But, you know, we project puppy on him. You know, we don't let him know how old he is. But he's up there. I don't, you know, one of these days, you know, he's just going to probably just stop breathing. He's not, you know, all my dogs have lived past 21. Every dog I've had.
Oh,
is,
wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting exchange that we have, you know, but yeah,
can
we'll
you
probably
say real
do
quick what food, can you say what brand you feed him real quick?
I think it's called, I think it's called Candia or something like that. Candia. It's kind of a high octane food. It's
cool.
Like Candida.
Okay.
It sounds like Candida, like the problem people have, the yeast infection, but it's called Candida, I think, or something like that. But, it's a lamb. It's made out of lamb, and that's the one that keeps him going. And he was getting pretty stove up and everything. I noticed when they're chemtrailing heavy, it really affects him. And so,
okay.
It affects me too as well. So it's like, it's just, this is really getting old, you know, because they're making havoc on the animals, the livestock, the pets, you know, humans, everybody, and especially the elderly and children that don't have immune systems built up yet. They're really having a hard time with these sprays.
Well, I'm from Michigan, and I'm in Washington State right now for, 3 months? And I've never had this. So I'm, like, drinking my detox teas, my seaweed, amazing grass, and I just started chlorella tablets. And it's I'm just barely making it. I'm just like, wow. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's not easy, and I think this is going to stop here pretty soon. There's going to be a big move by the White Hats, and it's all tied into the deep state. And the other connections, you know, the Archon network and the grid and all that stuff, that's all going to go down. So I don't know how soon that's going to happen. But one of the main problems is actually with the Air Force. You know, the Navy's on top of things and they know what's going down. The Air Force is way, way behind and they're still run by the CIA and the other groups.
Huh.
You know, so it's kind of sad.
Well,
you know,
well,
it's a sad situation,
well,
but hopefully they'll get rectified.
Well, thank you for your help. If you can make an announcement when you're going to work with animals, I'd surely appreciate it.
I'll do that. And we did have a farming kind of one, a sustainability thing where we had, you know, people working with goats and sheep and all the other stuff, you know, animal husbandry and things like that. So we have done that here, but we haven't done the pet thing. So we'll do it. I know the perfect person to do that workshop too, and I'll give her a ring.
As long as I can bring my pet. I can't leave him in the hotel or anything else. I've only had him a month. So I can't try him. I'm the third owner, and he's only three. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll see if we can figure something out. Anyway, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right. So, again, let me give out those numbers. If you want to call in, it's 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And I want to talk a little bit more, and I really want to kind of lay this to bed because it's an area I don't want to get into, but, you know, the UFO community censors itself, and a lot of them are working off of recycled ignorance and old news, and they're keeping everything in the past and keeping it far away and keeping it nuts and bolts. And everything else. It's a multidimensional experience. Michio Kaku, you know, all the top scientists, Albert Einstein, they all talk about other worlds, other dimensions, and that UFOs are probably coming in from them, from there. And it's not just nuts and bolts. We do have a secret space fleet. We do have the nuts and bolts. And there are lesser evolved ETs that are still running off of nuts and bolts equipment, but that's just a drop in the sea of consciousness or in the sea of ufology. The big picture are the ships that are, you know, energy ships, and they're, you know, they're pure energy, or they're less dense physical, or they have ships that are light ships, and they have ships that are Merkaba. They're actually beings that look like a ship, but it's just an energy field around them, and they just pop in and out wherever they want. And that's the big picture. You know, that's the where we really want to go and work with that energy. But I'm not saying the other ones don't exist. I'm not saying they're not important. They're equally important, but come on, let's open the door to the big picture, you know, and let people have a choice. You know, do you want to hang out with the higher consciousness and energy, the love and the joy and the bliss that comes with these connections? Or do you want to chase around nuts and bolts, you know, and go down that road? It's a very dark road, and it gets very ugly when you get to the bottom, especially when you get the bottom levels of these underground facilities. It gets really ugly, but luckily those are being cleaned up, and so people aren't having to deal with that. But I always say, you know, you got to respect the dark side. It does exist, but don't focus on it, and focus on the love and the joy and the bliss. But also learn the tools of engagement. You know, there's, before you meditate or do any kind of spiritual practice, it's very important to create sacred space and clear that space and hold that space. And if you don't do that, you're letting anything come in. And these other things will come in, and they'll give you abilities and powers and cities and fame and money and everything else, you know. But there's a price to pay. And in the long run, that's what I'm saying. I don't have any axe to grind with these people. I actually feel sorry for them, the ones that have taken that road, because the ending just never turns out well. And it's not going to be a happy ending, basically. So it's very important, you know, to actually, you know, become your own master, learn to lead yourself, make your own personal connection with spirit, and use discernment, you know, develop your own inner sensitivity. Looks like we've got Aaron on line one, and we can take one more call before we hit the end of the hour. So, Aaron, are you with us?
How are you?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Did you hear about the Giant Rock experience with Melinda's group during Joshua Tree?
Did I hear? I heard something happened out there. I know last time I was out there, we had a bunch of ships come in, really low too, like greasewood top level. But no, what happened?
Well, we saw two triangle formations. I had the night vision Gen 3s on, and I was a volunteer out there and handing off the Gen 3s here and there. And then pretty soon, after about an hour or two, I had them back again. And I was intending to see triangle formations or triangle craft. And we saw three points of white light in the shape of a triangle move across the sky, equidistant apart. And then an hour later, another triangular formation came in with the same three points of light. And I don't know if that's a big ship that's allowing the stars behind it to come through, or if it's just three craft flying in a triangular formation. And then recently you posted your 5 to 7 ships on your night vision. You had a night vision recorder. Well, one of the guys with us had a night vision recorder, and they saw behind me, I didn't see this happen, a big orange craft flew behind Giant Rock. I turned around. Two fighter jets came towards it. I think this is what they were telling me, is there were two fighter jets, I think. And then it disappeared. Yeah. You know how the hill is really close to Giant Rock on that one side?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there was an F-15 chasing a silent craft or following a silent craft. Probably, I was in the infantry, and I used to talk to those pilots on the radios, and we used to do, we watch them do bomb runs. And this craft in front of it stayed about the same distance from the F-15, maybe three-quarter throttle for the F-15. And then it just flew and flew and flew and flew and disappeared behind some distant mountain ranges after making a sweeping left turn together. So I don't know if that was a training mission or if that was a chase.
Yeah, it might be a chase, because when I was out there, we went further. We went out to the Crystal Mountain, which is a little further than Giant Rock. And we had one of those ships appear to us, and it was an inner Earth ship. It was the beings from the inner Earth, and it was an orange one and appeared right in front of us. And then the next thing you know, a big Andromedan ship came over, and we all disappeared. And we were filming it at the time, and I have the footage. We all phased out and disappeared, and then we came back, and we had all this missing time, and we couldn't even relate to time when we got back. And it was a really powerful experience. But there is a lot going on out there, and Melinda does really good work, you know, and, you know, she keeps it honest. And, you know, I love the sky watches that she puts on.
I just moved to Sun City, Arizona from Volcano, California. So I'm near Melinda now. I might go and pay her a visit one of these days.
Well, give her a big hug for me when you do. And hopefully we'll get her back up here to the ranch.
Are you going to be at your ranch on the Skywatch at the end of July?
Yeah. I'll definitely be here. I have some other events I have to go to, but they're really short. But I'll definitely be here.
Oh, I'll see you then, and thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately. We've got to sign off, but just a little heads up, you know, stay in the heart, you know, have compassion, just flow with the chaos. You know, it's gonna fizzle out here pretty soon, you know, but, you know, sometimes it gets a little darker before the dawn, and realize we are going to go through some big shifts, and just make sure you're on the right side of the fence and operate under universal law. Focus on love and joy and bliss, and don't be afraid to speak your truth, you know, to say what needs to be said, you know, because that is, you know, we can't suppress these things anymore. We need to bring out the truth and align ourselves and hang out with people that empower you as an individual, that support you and are also part of the awakening healing process. But anyway, we're signing off. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Have a great evening. Watch the skies, stay in the heart, and get ready for a grand reunion, because the Star Nations are returning. And it's up to us to initiate that and set our intentions to have that experience. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.